pencil book out of his pack. He opened it to the page with a leather bookmark. He read the words under the picture of the knight. This is a knight arriving for a castle feast. Knights wore armor when they traveled long and dangerous distances. The armor was very heavy. A helmet alone could weigh up to 40 pounds. Wow, Jack had weighed 40 pounds when he was 5 years old. So it'd be like riding a horse with a 5-year-old on your head. Jack pulled out his notebook. He wanted to take notes as he'd done on their dinosaur trip. He wrote, "Heavy head." What else? He turned the pages of the castle book. He found a picture that showed the whole castle and the buildings around it.
"The knight's crossing the bridge," said Annie.
"He's going through the gate."
"He's gone."
Jack studied the bridge in the picture. He read, "A drawbridge crossed the moat. The moat was filled with water to help protect the castle from enemies. Some people believe crocodiles were kept in the moat." Jack wrote in his notebook, "Crocodiles? In moat?"
"Look," said Annie, peering through the mist. "A windmill, right over there."
"Yeah, there's a windmill in here too," said Jack, pointing at the picture.
"Look at the real one, Jack," said Annie, "not the one in the book."
A piercing shriek split the air.
"Yikes," said Annie. "It sounded like it came from that little house over there."
She pointed through the fog. "There's a little house here," said Jack, studying the picture. He turned the page and read, "The Hawk House was in the inner ward of the castle. Hawks were trained to hunt other birds and small animals." Jack wrote in his notebook, "Hawks in Hawk House." "We must be in the inner ward," said Jack.
"Listen," whispered Annie. "You hear that? Drums. Horns. They're coming from the castle. Let's go see."
"Wait," said Jack. He turned more pages of the book.
"I want to see what's really going on, Jack, not what's in the book," said Annie.
"But look at this," said Jack. He pointed to a picture of a big party. Men were standing by the door, playing drums and horns. He read, "Fanfares were played to announce different dishes in a feast. Feasts were held in the great hall."
"You can look at the book. I'm going to the real feast," said Annie.
"Wait," said Jack, studying the picture. It showed boys his age carrying trays of food, whole pigs, pies, peacocks with all their feathers.
"Peacocks?"
Jack wrote. "They eat peacocks?" He held up the book to show Annie.
"Look, I think they eat..."
Where was she?
Gone. Again.
Jack looked through the fog. He heard the real drums and the real horns. He saw the real hawk house, the real windmill, the real moat. He saw Annie dashing across the real drawbridge. Then she vanished through the gate leading to the castle. Chapter 4. Into the Castle.
"I'm going to kill her," muttered Jack.
He threw his stuff into his pack and moved toward the drawbridge. He hoped no one would see him. It was getting darker. It must be night. When he got to the bridge, he started across. The wooden planks creaked under his feet. He peered over the edge of the bridge.